Being a risk-off day, it's not been the best one for the local currency. It's trended lower today, currently trading around 16.90 against the US dollar, 19.93 vis-a-vis the euro, and 22.05 against the British pound. Well, to tell us how they see the currency picture, I'm joined on the line by Andre Silius. He's a director at Treasury One. Thank you so much for joining us, Andre. So according to Reuters, it's the South African rand's worst day today in 6 weeks. What's gone wrong?
What's gone wrong? It's actually not gone wrong just in the rand market. It's gone wrong in all the emerging markets.
Mm.
We are actually not the worst hit. We started off being the worst hit this morning, but during the course of the day, we were overtaken by some of the other emerging markets. If you look at the markets over the last, I want to say, 2-3 weeks, then we have seen that I want to call it a bit of an overheating situation. The rand strengthened, and it came down to the 16.38 levels.
Mm.
It did that twice, and very quickly. So the move from the higher 17s down to 17 was quite quick, and then from the 17 to the 16.35 levels, it was really fantastically quick. And I think all the other emerging markets also benefited from that move. And I think that was a little bit overheated, and we're seeing the infections of the coronavirus spiraling to higher figures. There's more infections coming out of countries that was very quiet on that front, and now there's more. But we also have seen that the trade war between the United States and China escalated, and Donald Trump had signed certain declarations and stuff regarding the Hong Kong situation.
Yes.
So all of that just fueled everything in the market, and I think the market was almost a bit slow in reacting to that. And today, of course, was an expected GDP figures out of the U.S. that came up late afternoon our time. And it was the worst in 40 years for the Americas.
What was it?
It was 33% contraction.
Very bad.
Yeah, it's very bad.
So, yeah.
We've also seen some equity movements over the last couple of days. There was quite a few releases. We must not forget that we are in a period where there's a lot of quarter-end releases from companies in America,
yes.
Half-year results and quarter results, and a lot of them came out negative, and we've seen some correction in the stock exchange there as well.
Mm.
And so it's a mixed bag of stuff.
So Andre, there's been talk that too much monetary stimulus in the United States has served to cheapen the dollar, which by extension has the tendency to strengthen emerging market currencies. What's your reading of that?
Okay, you just mentioned before, I wanted to carry on to the stimulus packages. We must remember that there's quite a bit of an expansion of the Federal Reserve balance sheet.
Mm.
That makes people nervous. A further round of stimulus is expected. It was approved by, it needs to be debated in the two houses now. That the amount that's being mentioned is in the order of $3 trillion.
Hmm.
And mentioning being made of, the sending of checks to people again.
Yes.
To the amount of $1,200. That makes people nervous.
Yeah.
And as you expand the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve, you will and can expect a weaker dollar.
Mm.
But that's the interesting one. If you expect a weaker dollar, you would expect the dollar rand to strengthen. But in this case, that weakening of the dollar and the stimulus packages and the expansion of their balance sheet creates a risk-off situation because it makes people nervous.
Mm.
You see commodity prices going quite aggressively to the upside as well, because people tend to go into commodities and buying especially the precious metals.
Yeah.
Because that's the safe haven. And we've seen that. But we've also seen the gold price coming down from the absolute highs of 1980 down to the 1945. I think some correction has been done.
Yes.
But this is going to continue for a while.
Yeah. bobbing up and down. So based on what you say, it looks as though in this really exceptional time of crisis, we can throw the theoretical rule book out of the window.
There is no rule book at the moment. The rule books are all being rewritten at this stage. And I think, and I've said this before, the one thing that we must keep in mind is that this is a pandemic that hit the world, and none of the countries or the leaders of the world really knows what the next day holds.
Yeah.
And it's difficult, and mistakes are being made in the process. Some good things are being done, mistakes are being made. We've seen it in South Africa. We're still seeing it in South Africa. And we will still see it for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. One last question, Andre, before I let you go. How is our South African bond market doing, the yields, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay. Yields are a little bit, didn't really move up. It's still on the relatively low side. We have seen the Reserve Bank lowering the repo rate, so did not see too much movement on the yield side. And if I look at the bond figures for the month of July, then there has been days with more volatile swings. But overall, up to close of business, the 29th of July, the amount of dollars that actually flowed through the country,
yes,
in terms of the bond market, is a 15 million positive figure.
Okay.
You know, so 15 million equates to 320 million rands, but taking the size of our bond market, that's actually not really a very big figure.
Yeah.
So there's been bigger moves in between during the course of the month, but this is what I'm getting now, the net figures for the month.
Right.
Not really influencing the markets that much at this stage.
I hear you. Andre, we're going to leave it there, but thank you very much for the update. That was Andre Cilius. He's a director at Treasury One.